This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
The fight for life has come back to center stage in America. It should have never left. Recently, Alabama introduced legislation to limit abortions and promote life. Lest someone say they only care about pre-birth life, Alabama also broke a record for foster adoptions in 2018. Wow, interesting. It's almost like they really do care for life. In contrast, New York State has one of the lowest adoption index rates of any state, and the most liberal abortion bill ever was passed in 2018. So to make the correlations clear, New York State has the most permissive abortion laws in the country and one of the worst adoption indexes. Alabama passed one of the most pro-life bills in the country, and its foster adoption rate hit a record. I might not be the smartest guy out there, but it seems to me that pro-life really does mean just that. Pro-life. We can conclude with some certainty that citizens who elect politicians who are pro-life go beyond mere lip service and care about life. I've seen it personally, and I know it shows in the statistics. I've heard progressives, some who claim to be Christian, indicate that Christian conservatives only care about the baby before it's born, but do little for life after the baby is born into difficult circumstances. Well, this information sure seems to refute that accusation, with a correlation between the highest pro-life state that is also experiencing a growth in its adoption rates. I wonder what would happen if the dishonest liberals who say they are saving the baby from a miserable life by killing it actually took money from Planned Parenthood and reallocated it toward adoption entities. If adoption was affordable and there was the kind of funding for it that Planned Parenthood receives, it might make good sense that lives would not only be saved but also given a chance at being loved through adoption. What I have found, and it rightly coincides with the sound theological perspective on life, is that those who are pro-life are most often compassionate, kind, and considerate of all whom God has made in His image. Don't believe false narratives of the left that are designed to distract from the truth that Planned Parenthood is a racist, corrupt den of brokenness that we should challenge at every opportunity.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.